Let me see those C's and D's. You got any CDs for? Oh.
You know, I have a funny story about Wendy's. I've already started rolling, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So when that was my first job, Wendy's. And they make you watch these training videos, obviously. You know, you got to watch customer service, you know, how to work the grill, this and that. And they put the girl, the actual girl, Wendy, on there. Like, they showed some sort of clip or whatever. And man, whoever designed the artistry for the Wendy's girl had to make some reservations, because that actual Wendy does not look that good.
No, no, yeah.
It's
more of a kid.
Is that Wendy?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't look like the girl that's on the sign. Welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we talk about news, facts, and upcoming events. Today is what? November. We are in November. November the 6th, 2025. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and sitting right across from me, he's still got the Star Wars toboggan on, but he looks a little wrapped up today. He's still got to get another heater. Say hello to Yost with the Prost host.
Yeah.
Yost.
I'm Yost. Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's a sore foot, but we'll make it.
Probably taking all them decorations down.
I think it's probably what did it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I may have stepped on something.
It's kind of nice to feel
looks naked outside now. It,
yeah, well, with all that construction you got out there, it's quite
welcome to phase two.
It's quite the scene.
Yeah, we're stirring up the dirt out there now.
How's your week been?
Great. They're laying pipe all the way from one end to the other end.
I'm here to lay some pipe.
Yeah, so we're gonna have fresh new water.
Fresh.
Yeah,
never frozen.
We'll
we
see.
Were just talking about Wendy's. Well, I might actually put that in
Wendy's
the show. Wendy's. I like Wendy's. Do you like Wendy's?
It's okay. There's
it's expensive.
Mom written at the bottom somewhere on her, the blue part.
Wendy's is expensive.
I don't eat there.
But it's good. It's tasty. Junior bacon cheeseburger, no tomato, please.
Yeah, it's good, but you got to wait in line forever. There's just too many complaints. So puts him in the bad
zone.
So
it sounds like he doesn't like the lines.
Yeah, pretty much. I want to go up there and order food, and they're just looking at there's an app right over there. I'm like, no, you're right here. Take my order.
That's funny. All right. Well, we got a lot of news, so we're going to talk about some real news. We had something recent happening. What happened?
Plane crash.
Yep.
That was recent.
That wasn't in Ohio, but
Oh, here in Ohio. You didn't say where. Elections?
Elections. Yeah. Actually, those are not just in Ohio.
Yeah.
So I will talk a little bit about elections. I'm not going to talk about the people that got the seats. If you care about the people that got elected, go ahead and look it up yourself. But I will talk about the levies and other stuff real quick. I'm going to do it at the end of the news segment. It's funny. Some of the seats that people got, it was some of the votes were real close, But then it says to fill three seats, and there's only three people running. Right. I was like, what's the point of this? But anyways.
It was a close one.
All right, let's talk about some news. In Ohio, the Ohio Redistricting Commission has unanimously approved a new congressional map that will be used for the 2026, 2028, and 2030 elections. This bipartisan compromise plan creates a 12-3 Republican advantage on paper. Democrats on the commission voted for the map, arguing that if they had not, the GOP legislature would have passed a more lopsided 13-2 map. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. What this means, local district changes. OH-10, which is Mike Turner, maintains a 10-point GOP advantage. It will lose Springfield but gain parts of Butler County, including Middletown, Trenton, and Monroe. Springfield moves from OH-10 into the heavily Republican OH-4, Jim Jordan, and Troy and Tip City move into OH-8, Warren Davidson. Know anything about any of that?
OH.
IO. All right. In response to the federal government shutdown, halting SNAP benefits, Governor DeWine has authorized up to $25 million in state-level food assistance. The executive order will use temporary assistance for needy families. It's just funny how that says that. Finds
hungry, hungry.
You're needy. You need food. Provide $7 million to Ohio's regional food banks. and distribute up to $18 million in emergency fund to the 63,000-plus Ohioans on the Ohio Works First program. This emergency fund, which effectively doubles the monthly benefit for OWF recipients, is intended as a temporary targeted measure for the state's poorest residents. It's not a full replacement of the federal SNAP program, which failed to deliver benefits to 1.4 million Ohioans on November 1st. That's a lot.
Oh, snap.
Millions. Crackle. No. Okay. In Dayton, Frisch's Big Boy is holding one-day pop-up pie sales for Thanksgiving in three Dayton area communities that no longer have restaurants. Pies include the original recipe pumpkin pie and will be available at these locations from 1 to 7 p.m. November 24th, Beaver Creek, 2440 North Fairford Road. November 25th, at Sugar Creek Township, 6244 Wilmington Pike. And November 26th, Huber Heights at 5555 Executive Boulevard. Pies can be also pre-ordered on their website.
How old are the pies?
Huh?
These are fresh pies, right?
Fresh pies.
Who's making them?
Fresh, never frozen. Probably a different Frisch's restaurant that's still in operation.
None around here.
Well, then maybe they'll ship them in on a truck.
Okay. Well, I guess it works.
The owners of the Tasty Bacon's food truck, which launched in early 2025, are rapidly expanding their businesses. They are opening a new brick-and-mortar restaurant called Tasty Pizza and Potatoes, T-Pap, inside the Wright-Patt Air Force Base Main Exchange on December 1st. They also plan to launch a second food truck called Tasty Sammy's on January 31st, which will specialize in sandwiches and desserts.
So going back to Frisch's, do you want to go get a food truck and just sell Cool Whip?
Yep.
Alongside these people?
I like it.
Make some money.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
You just get one of those weenie wagons and turn it into a cool, just fill it up with Cool Whip and just spoon it out.
It's going to look weird with a weenie wagon with Cool Whip coming out of it. That's not an image that people want to see.
I didn't say any of that.
You did.
You were thinking it. I was just throwing out the goodest, baddest ideas.
I'm going to call up the hot dog people and see if we can borrow their little car.
Oscar Mayer. Warped Wing Brewing Company and Esther Price Candies are releasing their annual Esther's Little Secret collaborative beer, marking their 11th year of partnership and Esther Price's 100th anniversary. I think they announced it at 4 o'clock today, so I don't know what that is, but you can look it up if you want. The beer will be available in 4-pack cans and limited edition barrel-aged bottles. Looks like they have
so it's Esther Price beer.
Pretty much. Esther Price Warped Wing.
You can just get your fulfillment in a can now.
WWEP. I'm not sacrilegious. Some people might think that. I just think it's funny. The owners of the Ugly Duckling restaurant in Dayton are expanding their brand with several new ventures. Get this. Their Uncle Boof's world-famous pancake mix, which is used at the restaurant, is now being produced at a new facility and sold in local stores, including Dorothy Lane Market. They are also launching a new spice line, Blazin' Dayton Spice Co. In addition, the team is opening the Bookworm Cafe at the Dayton Metro Library's main library, which will offer coffee, snacks, and carry-out items. The owners, they're all Dayton natives. Dayton natives started the brand in 2021 and moved their restaurants to East 5th Street. Also in Dayton, Dayton-based real estate tech startup Unlisted has launched their new iOS mobile app on its platform, get this, which allows users to browse and express interest in homes that are not currently for sale. it's like can you imagine? Just walking down the street, it's like, hey, if you don't want them shoes, let me know.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
I'm not a stalker or anything, but, you know.
Maybe.
You want to sell your house.
The company, which was recently named a top five finalist on TechCrunch's Disrupt 2025 event, operates like Zillow for unlisted homes. It makes every home searchable and allows potential buyers to join wait lists to signal their interest to homeowners.
So do you think that's an invasion of privacy?
Probably. Well, I mean, it's no different than looking up the address on Google Maps, but it just makes it a little easier, I guess.
But how much can you see on their site?
I don't know. They didn't really specify that.
Let's find out.
Yeah. In Beaver Creek, Scramblers, a breakfast and lunch restaurant, appears to be opening a new location at the Green. The company has applied for liquor permits also.
You can have scrambled beer eggs.
I guess.
Is that a thing now? Is alcohol with everything?
Wait till we get to the election results and you'll find out.
Oh, okay, cool.
Bellbrook, the Blueberry Cafe is offering free takeaway meals for furloughed workers and anyone in need during the shutdown. The meals are available at both the Bellbrook and Kettering locations.
I don't like that wording. Why can't you eat it there? Why do you have to take it with you?
You can't eat.
you're welcome to come eat our food.
You can't eat here.
We won't tell you what dumpster we got out of.
Yeah, we don't want you moving in. Centerville, as the federal government shuts down a second month, yada yada, Centerville City Schools has organized a food drive to support district families facing increased food security, food insecurity. The district is collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations at all Centerville school buildings. Other districts such as Kettering and Beaver Creek are also utilizing existing weekend backpack food programs to assist students. In Inglewood, Miami Valley Hospital has purchased the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church for $1.88 million. It's an expensive church.
Yeah, it is.
Fairborn.
Nailed it.
Mun O Sawa, a halal restaurant, is opening a second location on Colonel Glenn Highway near Wright State. In Huber Heights, Luke Sowers. Have you heard of that? The former owner of Inglewood Cinema has opened Cinematic Treats.
Oh, that's a popcorn place.
A new popcorn shop at 7111 Taylorsville Road.
I've heard of it.
The shop sells what Sowers.
Seashells?
Listen to this. The shop sells what Sowers calls the best buttered popcorn in Ohio. Alongside 5 to 8 rotating weekly flavors, it also features a 140-inch screening area and can be rented for parties and free Blockbuster movie exchange box.
So that's right next to that place you played one time.
Tap and Tavern?
Yeah.
Brick Tap and... There we go.
Somewhere.
Yeah. In Kettering, Dixie Dairy Dream has opened a second location, Dorothy Lane in Kettering, formerly Dairy Queen location. We have one of those on our by our house.
I haven't had that yet.
It's pretty good.
I'm going to try it, though.
You should. It's good. Go tonight.
Nope.
The Kettering Board of Education has voted to close Van Buren Middle School and merge its students into the Kettering Middle School building effective 2026-2027 year. The decision was made to address high maintenance costs of aging building, the district's oldest, which would require nearly $2.9 million in repairs.
A lot.
Yeah, it is. Ah, just kids. Just pack them in the sardines. They're fine. They're small. Oakwood City Council has considered a 22% rate increase for water and sanitary sewer services starting in 2026. This would be the third consecutive year for a water rate hike and the second for sewer. The officials state the increase is necessary to fund operational needs and a new water utility master plan. Sounds like a money laundering operation.
Yeah.
Springboro aerospace manufacturer Renegade Materials Corp. has announced an expansion after purchasing nearby $1.5 million building on South Tech Boulevard. And that's all I have to say about that. The Tip City Council has voted 6-1 to ban the construction of new standalone gas stations, citing the 8 stations is already enough for the community.
Mm-hmm.
You got more gas stations for the people
or
the cars.
Yeah. We've got enough here in Huber, too, though.
Yeah. In Waynesville, Kelly Schilling, a Waynesville woman, has collected nearly 10,000 diapers in her home as part of a drive to help local families struggling with high costs. Her goal is to collect 50,000 diapers this year to donate to local food pantries through a partnership with the Springboro Community Assistance Center. Donations can be made online via GoFundMe, Amazon, Venmo, or dropped off locally at the Donut House Bakery in Springboro. Here's my... Drop off your diapers and get a donut.
Is it a dirty diaper?
It's a donut hole. In West Carrollton, they are promoting Sergeant Alex Flynn to the position of Deputy Chief of Police. All right. Who's ready for some election stuff? We got a winner. So I'm going to probably just steam through a lot of this stuff. And, you know, stop when you have any questions. Stop me.
Okay.
Butler County.
Stop.
I'll let you have that one. County Issue 1, renewal and increase, providing and maintaining senior citizen services. They voted yes.
But it is pass.
Yes. Ding. College Corner local school issue 9, providing school improvements. They got a yes.
Yes.
Hamilton City issue 2, charter amendment, ordinance number EOR2025-7-35.
Failed.
Yes.
Yes.
Hanover Township fire issue 5. Let's see. It's a tax levy. No.
Failed. You're going to dig anyway.
You need to go.
Wah, wah, wah.
There we go. Lakota local school issue, 10 bond school facilities, big number, $506 million. I don't know what that is.
It's a lot.
That's over 37 years. Anyways, tax levy permanent improvement? No.
Oh.
Madison local school issue 11, avoid operating deficit renewal tax levy? Yes.
Yay.
Milford Township fire issue, EMS tax levy? Yes. Millville Village, wow. Millville. Electric issue, electric aggregation, no.
No.
Millville Village gas issue number 4, natural gas aggregation, no.
No.
Morgan Township fire issue 7, fire renewal tax levy, yes.
Yay.
Preble, Shawnee, local school district 12, school income tax,
yes.
No.
Oh, come on.
There were 12 votes no, 4 votes yes.
That's a lot of people.
Rosh Township fire issue tax levy.
They were all out plowing the field, so they couldn't make it in town in time.
They said no. All right. Still in this area, liquor. Here we go. These are all the liquor places. And they all voted yes. Hamilton Lodge, Megan's Grocery and Deli. That's weekday sales. They also have Sunday sales on the option. Party Center Fine Wine and Spirits. These are all Sunday sales. That's right. I said that. QT 7095. And Stop and Go, they all voted yes.
There's a Stop and Go pretty, at?
I don't know. Pretty substantially. 70%, 67%, 63%, 73%, 67%. People will want to get drunk on Sunday, I guess.
Yeah, football season.
Oh, also there's Texas Roadhouse and a Wawa in that area.
We got a Wawa coming.
They can get they might be able to get their liquor on Sundays. In Clark County, we got Bethel Township additional property, general construction, reconstruction, resurfacing, and repair of streets, roads, and bridges. No.
No. They don't want nothing. Potholes galore.
Pretty much. Board of Commissioners, additional sales and use tax, construction, operating, acquiring, equipping, and repairing a detention facility. No. Clark, Shawnee Schools, additional income. No.
So, like, going back to that one there, do you think if they would just get a bunch of construction equipment and just tear up the road, they would get a pass next time?
Strong arm.
kind of like what's going on outside my front yard.
Oh, so you don't want to?
Yeah.
You don't want to vote no? Yes, do you?
Yeah, well, we'll fix that.
Clark County Park District replacement property, Parks and Rec. No, man, they're really no one over there.
Permanent potholes. Here we come.
Eden additional property, police department operations, salaries and equipment. No. German Township additional property, police. No. German Township, renewal, property, fire, and EMS. Yes, we want to make sure we don't die.
We don't die from all the bad stuff there.
All
the alcohol they can consume.
Also there, they have fire and emergency medical services. Yes, still they want to survive. German Township, renewal, property for the roads. Yes. Township Fire District number 2, renewal, property. Yes. Green Township Fire District number 2, renewal, property, 2 mills. Yes, there's a 1 mill and a 2 mill for that, apparently. I don't know anything about this kind of stuff, so don't ask me. Green Township Renewal Property for Ambulance and Emergency Service Appliances. Yes. Moorefield Township Renewal Property Fire Department and Emergency Medical Program. Yes. City of New Carlisle Advisory. Should City Council pass legislation permitting city employees and officials to carry firearms? No.
Yeah.
That was like 486 no, 233 yes. Interesting.
So only certain people can carry a firearm?
Apparently. City of New Carlisle Charter Amendment, Article 5, which is city manager qualifications and duties. Yes. Also there, Articles 9 and 10, elections initiative and referendum recall. Yes. Northwestern School substitute property, providing for the necessary requirements of the school district. No. Pike Township renewal property, fire apparatus, ambulance, and emergency medical services. Yes. City of Springfield charter amendment, designation of police positions above lieutenant as unclassified. Lateral entry for firefighter and paramedic. Yes. Whatever that means. Springfield schools additional property, general permanent improvements. No. Springfield Township Renewal, property, fire, ambulance, paramedic, and other emergency medical services. Yes.
They all want their ambulances, that's for sure.
And then liquor options. We got Mike and Rosie's Press Box, LLC, local options, Sunday sales. Yes.
Of course.
I don't think there was any no's for the liquor. Seriously. I think they all were like, yeah, yeah. They probably stacked the votes. All right, we're going to go over there and vote in this county.
They got my friend Bud here, Jack's voting.
Wiser. Yeah. And Green County, have you heard of Bath Township?
Yeah.
I didn't. I had to look it up.
Where all the clean people live.
In Green County, we got road, streets, bridges, levy, replacement, yes.
Not that big of a town.
Yeah. Well, 307 votes, yes. Yeah. 232, no.
Blink and you miss it. One of those type things.
Beaver Creek School levy, renewal emergencies, yes. Bellbrook Fire EMS levy, yes. Clifton levy, one renewal and current, 92% said yes, which was 24 votes, and two no's. They were like, I don't know what this is. No.
Yeah.
That's probably what those are. Clifton levy, yeah, because look, the next one's Clifton levy 2, which is 2 mils. The other one was 6.5 mils. Yes, 23 votes. No, 3 votes. So someone changed their mind on that one. Fairborn Fire, EMS levy, yes. Fairborn Police levy, yes.
That's nice. How I feel about health, that.
So Health District renewal, yes. Jamestown levy, renewal roads, streets, and bridges, yes. Library levy, which is for the Green County Library, yes. Miami Township Fire EMS levy, renewal fire, yes. New Jasper Township Fire EMS, yes. New Jasper Township, yes, also, 69%. It was two different mills. Ross Township levy, yes. Silver Creek Township and Village of Jamestown levy, yes. Spring Valley Township Police levy, yes. Spring Valley Township Roads,
Streets,
Bridges.
How many people
bridges.
Was in Springfield or yes. Spring Valley voted?
404.
Oh.
Well, 637 okay. total.
That's still pretty high.
Spring Valley, both of the roads, streets, and bridges passed. Spring Valley Township and Village of Spring Valley Senior Citizens Services levy. Yes. This is a long title. Same thing, but this one's a fire levy. Yes. Sugar Creek Township Road Streets Bridges levy. Yes. Xenia income tax increases.
No.
No. Streets and public ways. It's close.
Yeah.
2269 versus 2131 votes. Yellow Springs levy. Renewal and current. Yes. And liquor options. SVR, petroleum local options. Yes, off-premises sales of wine and mixed beverages. The new chapter local option. Yes, barely, though, 53 to 46. All right, Miami County. Bridge levy replacement, yes. Covington Fire EMA renewal, yes. DD levy renewal, yes, which is operation of community programs and services, which is the Board of Development of Disabilities. Fletcher ambulance renewal, yes, we need that. We need providing ambulance services. Fletcher Fire Replacement, yes. Lost Creek Township Fire Renewal, yes. Miami SW Fire Renewal, yes. You gave up on the bells, didn't you? Milton yeah. Union School District Renewal.
I'm warming my hands yes. up.
Pleasant Hill Newton Township Additional. Funding, fire, ambulance, and or emergency medical services, yes. Troy Hainer Levy Renewal, yes. That's operating the Cultural Center, which I my band's played there a couple times.
So yeah.
Thank God. City of Union Income Tax.
And you can have alcohol now.
Yeah. City of Union income tax. No.
No.
6 votes. Yes. None.
That's it?
Yeah. There was only 6 votes. Liquor options. Tip City. H Tip City Plaza. LLO. Yes.
What?
And Montgomery County. We have Beaver Creek School Levy. Yes. Butler Township Limited Home Rule Resolution. No. Carlisle School Income Tax, yes. Clayton Charter Amendment, Section 3.08, Salaries of Elected Officials, yes. Clayton Charter Amendment, Sections 5.02 and 1103, yes. Clayton Authority to Aggregate Natural Gas Loads.
I got that going on now.
Yes. Clayton Charter Amendment, 3.03, 9.01, 3.04. I'm just skipping a whole bunch. 4.031, 4.32, 4.04, 8.02. Yes, all in all of those. German Township Parks and Rec Permanent Improvements. No, sad face. Parks and Rec Renewal 0.5 mil. Yes, the other one was 1 mil, and they said no. Health and Human Services Levy. Yes. Jefferson Township Roads and Bridges? No.
It just amazes me how much it costs to fix stuff.
Yeah, it does. I know. Jefferson, and yeah, how much it costs just to vote. Jefferson Township School Income Tax? No.
They waste so much on other political campaigning.
Yeah.
They could use it towards this stuff.
Yeah, you know how much you would have, yeah. New Lebanon School Income Tax? Yes. Preble Shawnee School Income Tax? No. Public Hospital Levy? Yes. Springboro School Bond Issue? Yes. Union Municipal Income Tax? No. Verona additional 1 mil? Yes. Verona additional 4 mil? Yes. West Carrollton charter amendment? Yes. Liquor. Germantown Parkside Pizza and Ice Cream? Yes. Kettering Wine and Spirits? Yes. All right. Okay. Last but not least, Warren County issue. Okay. Issue 1, Carlisle LSD Repeal Income Tax. No. And that's not LSD. I literally looked it up. I was like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
This isn't yet on a ballot.
Yes. We love that. We'd be tripping over here.
Issue 2, Franklin City Fire Levy. Yes. Issue 4, Lebanon City Adult Use Cannabis. Yes. Issue 5, Clear Creek Township Police Levy. Yes. Issue 6, Harlan Township Fire Levy. Yes. Issue 9, Franklin City SD Income Tax. No. Issue 10, King's LSD Income Tax.
So what the hell is that? SD?
I don't know.
Street Division?
Standard Definition? I don't know. Look it up.
Sexy dude?
I should look it up. Yeah, there you go. Hey.
No, them there.
I said no. No. They said no.
Nope, that didn't exist.
Issue 11, Little Miami LSD Tax Levy? Yes. A lot of LSD on here. Issue 12, Springboro City SD Bond Levy. Yes. And liquor. Issue 3, LO Casey's General Store. Yes. LO Penn's Mechanical. Yes. LO The River Edge.
Hello.
Yes.
He's not here.
Oh, sit. No. Yeah. No. It was a no. There's no for the issue 8, L/O, whatever that means. The River Edge. They don't get it.
Nope.
They're the only ones. Well, that's all I have for news. It took forever. All right. Let's talk about some facts. What's the facts?
Getting cold outside.
It sure is. On November 6th, that is today.
That's today.
1967. On this day, Phil Donahue's talk show premiered on WLWD-TV in Dayton with atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare as his first guest.
You're not the father.
Donahue was born in Cleveland and had worked as a newscaster for WHIO-TV, is considered the pioneer of the modern TV talk show format featuring controversial topics and audience participation, like Jerry Springer, like you said.
Yeah.
Before his television debut, he hosted a call-in radio show in Dayton called Conversation Piece.
He was from Cincinnati. Springer was.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Dang, I might have had him on a list to talk about.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
Sorry.
The Phil Donahue Show was nationally syndicated after 2 years and went on to win 20 Emmy Awards before going off air in 1996.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. I didn't look that up. They didn't say he died.
Okay, cool.
At least in my notes.
He's still alive in the notes.
A famous person. Have you ever heard of Larry Flint?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know anything about him?
He's got a store right next to Trader's World.
The founder of Hustler Magazine started his adult entertainment empire in Dayton, Ohio. Moved to Dayton from Kentucky in 1962 with less than $20, initially working on production line in General Motors. I don't think it said it, but he was in the Navy. He used $1,800 in savings to buy his first bar, the Kiwi, which he named Larry's Hillbilly Haven. Later opened other bars, including the first Hustler Cocktail Lounge Go-Go Bar on East 3rd Street. In 1968, he famously paid off $6,000 bank loan entirely in pennies, wheeling 12,000 rolls down Main Street as a public publicity stunt. I read a little bit. It was talking about the bank wanted him to pay off his, I think, limo or whatever car he had.
Yeah.
And he was so fed up, he had all of his workers spent weeks rolling pennies. That's great. That's great. He first published his first publishing venture was was a local tabloid called Bachelor's Beat, which was not financially successful. He did not start publishing Hustler magazine until after he moved to Columbus. He was first prosecuted on obscenity and organized crimes in Cincinnati in 1970.
They hated him in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Although the conviction was overturned, he was originally supposed to be like 25 years in prison. He spent like 6 days and like, it was a biased jury or something like that. In 1978, he was shot and paralyzed from the waist down while on trial in Georgia by a white supremacist angered by interracial photos in Hustler.
Yep.
Flint died of heart failure in L.A. in 2021 at the age of 78. And that's the end of the show, everybody.
Sorry on that sad note.
Yeah. All right, let's talk some days of the week, months of the year.
You ever see the movie that was like Woody Harrelson started as Larry Flint?
No.
Actually pretty good.
I have to check it out. All right, how do I figure out how to get this up here? Okay.
Well, Viagra might help.
Days of the week. Today's National Nacho Day. Yay. I had some nacho something.
You like the spicy cheese or not so spicy cheese?
Nacho spicy, but I'll eat it. I'll eat it slower.
I like it mild.
Keep a bucket of water next to me. All right, Friday.
If it goes in hot, it's going to come out even hotter.
Tomorrow, this is what we're going to do at work. We're going to be National Dunce Day. Just carry a cup around, a cone head, and stick it on people. Hey, it's National Dunce Day. Take a picture.
What can I use in the cord? I can put on the funnel on my head.
Don't they have funnels?
They have
funnels?
A TMI funnel.
There you go. Nailed it. Don't get caught.
I won't.
World Pianist Day.
Pianist?
It's pianist. I'm saying pianist.
Yeah? Pianist?
Yeah. There's an extra syllable in there.
Right.
National Saddle
Hunting. You play with three hands?
Yep. Shot Day. Wait, is this? Oh, did I went to the wrong?
Skip a day.
Wait. I did. Tomorrow is National Hug a Bear Day.
Oh well.
How did I mess this up?
No, no.
Hug a Bear Day. Do you know any bears at work?
I know a few whales, but it's a little different.
It's a Bubba.
Yeah. Bubba the bear.
There you go. National Jersey Day. Is that like your sports jersey?
Sports jersey? New jersey?
Yeah. I think so. Yep. I'm aware.
Notice there's like no logos of any teams on there. They can't have it on that.
It's a very stock photo, most likely. Love Your Lawyer Day. National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day.
They don't have a lawyer.
National Retinol Day. It's not I don't know.
Why is it going up her nose?
It's going in her eye.
I'm looking at an angle. It's going over her nose.
Notary Public Day. National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day.
I'm sorry your dog has lymphoma.
Yeah.
Crazy.
International Merlot Day.
It's a drink, right?
It's wine.
Yeah.
I think it's wine. Okay. Oh, wait. National Cancer Awareness Day. Okay. And now we're going on to Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like we just did this.
National Dunce Day.
We're stupid.
Yeah. And then it's World Pianist Day.
Hey, Kidney Walk.
It's also Shot Day. Take a shot. World Urbanism. Ample Time. Pertussis Awareness Day.
There's not much on Saturday. Saturday's going to suck.
National Parents as Teachers Day.
Yeah, that's...
National, it doesn't say national. Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day. Something with
just burn
lots
something.
Of aroma.
We burn some popcorn, it'll work.
Yeah, they might make an SOP.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
I seen somebody do it the other day, though.
Yeah, that's gross. Well, I think it was a bigger deal in Dayton because it's like very close.
Sets off the fire alarm. That's what happened a couple times.
On Sunday, we got National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
Oh, with Chick-fil-A is closed.
Wah, wah.
Oh, they're going to miss out on sales.
A perfect advertisement. It's also Carl Sagan Day. Sagan. He's the guy that did astronomy stuff.
Oh.
I think he's a big influence on
he's a stargazer.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. National Pupusa Day. British pudding day. Look at that thing.
Doesn't look
you
good.
Some of that.
No.
Like a ball of pudding.
Like a meatball that's been set out for too long.
National Louisiana Day. National Scrapple Day. It actually looks decent. Celebrate Social Media Kindness Day. You suck not as bad as you did yesterday.
You're getting better, but you still suck.
Chaos Never Dies Day. Geatric Tooth Fairy Day.
Stop it. Look at these people's expressions. Like, look at that. How they're celebrating a holiday. These pictures are just hilarious.
Stock photos. It was an intern
problem. Can you imagine if you come across one of your own pictures on one of these days and just be like, what? Look at this. I'm an idiot.
Where's my royalties? On Monday, we have Sesame Street Day.
You have a car alarm going off.
Nope, that's not on this list.
No.
<I'm just kidding. laughs> Yeah. National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
USMC.
Mm-hmm. United States Military Covert.
Criminals. So.
It's World Science Day for Peace and Development.
I do like Cupcake Day.
Yeah, but it's vanilla. It's got to be vanilla.
I don't care. Feel good. Just the top part, though.
World Top Up Day. Hmm. It's also a World Orphans Day.
Oh, that's sad.
National Forget-Me-Not Day.
That way they don't get left out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to go together.
You get a day.
Hmm. Odd Socks Day.
You got to wear, like, mismatched socks that day?
Pretty much. Yeah, there is U.S. Marine Corps birthday. That's what the C was.
Oh, okay.
Not criminal. It's National Split Pea Soup Week.
You know, I don't have my glasses on. I saw that it spit. I was like, ugh.
On Tuesday, National Sunday.
It's Veterans Day.
Why would you have Sunday on a Tuesday?
Same reason you have Chick-fil-A Day on Sunday, because they're closed.
It's Singles Day.
So dollar bills for everyone.
You have a bright future, sir, ma'am, whichever you want. National Metal Day, and that's the music metal. World Origami Day. National Education Day. National Indiana Pocky. You ever had Pocky?
No, but I find it interesting that it's Educational Day when just the other day was Dunce Day. So it's like, I'm going to put these two close together.
National Survivors
Smart
Day.
Smart people and dumb people.
Well, it's National Survivors Day, too. So Death and Duty Day, which goes along with what you said. Veterans Day, Remembrance Day, Armistice Day in France, Poland's Independence Day,
Death and
Remembrance
Duty
Day in Australia. Wow, they all go together.
Yeah, 3D Day, basically.
National Book Award Week. All right, Wednesday.
Tuesday's depressing.
National Happy Hour Day. National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Chicken soup.
National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day, specifically.
Didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Roast dinner.
Have you had one with anchovies?
Yeah.
Salty.
Yeah, it's not a fan.
Like, that's something I want.
I don't like
ever
the texture.
Again.
It's not the salt part. World Pneumonia Day. Make sure you catch it. National French Dip Day. Ooh, Fancy Rat and Mouse Day. That's it. Nothing for that one. No more. Thursday. One more. National Hug a Musician Day.
You just hug yourself?
I guess I could, but people could hug me if they wanted. World Kindness Day. Symphonic Metal Day. Sadie Hawkins Day. Oh, Sadie Hawkins dance in my khaki pants.
Good Lord.
Smelling nothing better. National Community Education. Let's see. National Indian Pudding Day. You ever had Indian pudding?
Like India or Indian?
It just says Indian pudding. Looks like it's got cashews. I think it's cashews.
I might have. Because the neighbor made stuff. When they used to live over here.
So it's also going to be Anti-Bullying Week next week. No bullying anybody, Jamie.
Do I have to be nice to everyone?
You do. National Recycling Week.
That's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm. It's Dear Santa.
Because I can't really like lie to their face and still not be bullying. Because it's like, oh, you look great today.
It's Dear Santa Week. Did you know that? Santa letter?
Oh, really?
I didn't know. I guess that makes sense. You got to write it ahead of time so he has time to make your presents.
So you can error correct it?
Yeah.
Roll out.
Transgender Awareness Week. We are aware.
Okay, it's your week.
Sugar Awareness Week.
For diabetes?
Diabetes. Human-Animal Relationship Awareness Week.
That sounds weird.
Today, on November 13th, Whoopi Goldberg was born.
Who?
Whoopi Goldberg.
You know, I liked her earlier movies, but after, like, Sister Act...
then she turned into something.
She just got, like, really weird.
And mean.
And, like, angry at the world.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need that in our life.
I think she hung around Rosie too long.
Probably. All right, moving on to events. We got a lot. I'm going to smash through them like a smashed pumpkin. First up, we're going to talk about some holiday stuff. I'm just going to go through each day the same way.
Madonna?
Uh-huh. On Friday, we got the hometown holiday in Troy. It looks like multi-day thing. We got the Reedmore's holiday, a Hallmark holiday open house in Piqua. Yuletide Winter Gathering in Tip City. Christmas Open House at the Grove in Troy. Holiday Open House in downtown Urbana. There's a lot of holiday things this weekend. Like a lot.
I'm waiting for the Brazier one again.
Holiday Bazaar.
Yay! There it is.
In Dayton at the Dayton Women's Club. Oh, I wouldn't go woo-hoo! There. I wouldn't go there and start saying, I want my Bazaars. God. Oh, Jesus. You get arrested. It's like... The bazaars are here.
Let me see those C's and D's. You got any CDs for
CDs? No. Oh God.
Never gets old.
There's another drop for this show. We got Angels in the Attic craft show, holiday open house at the Birch Tree in Piqua, holiday open house in Inglewood at the Rustic and Rooted. First Friday throughout downtown Dayton, whatever that means. Variety of dining and shopping deals. Okay, that's not really mentionable, but I guess I did. Wright Library hosts author Gilbert King. I don't know how that's a holiday, but it's marked as. That's in Oakwood. And then public ice skating in Troy. Kicking it off. The rest of the things going on.
I haven't been cold enough yet.
Yeah, it might be. They
have an indoor arena, I think.
Yeah. Some fairs and festivals. Looks like we got the Industrial Strength Bluegrass Festival continuing on from Thursday. Sugar Plum Festival of Trees in Dayton. Dayton Book Fair. I guess that is a fair. That's fair. Santa's Greenhouse and Elfin Creations Craft Bazaar in Westchester. Also a holiday.
Elf boobs. Yay!
Mayberry Market, Holiday Market in Wapakoneta. That's it for that. And then we have some live music. We got Candlelight, Coldplay, and Imagine Dragons at the Dayton Masonic Center. That's the strings people. Mike Sedmak at the Old Mason Winery. Candlelight, tribute to Queen and the Beatles, also at the Dayton. They have three shows, I think, on Friday. Dayton Masonic Center. Noah back at Piqua Center. Amanda Livingston and Troy at the Dunaways. Michael Comstack at Bach Family. Let's see, Ben and Pete at James on the Main, The Life and Music of George Michael, Victoria Theater, Linus Tate at the Phone Booth Lounge, and Terry Douglas Band at the Barrel, and then the rest of the things for Friday. We have the Dayton Book Fair, which I just said, I think I said, no I didn't, Montgomery County Fairgrounds, and then we have Arcade Con at the Dayton Convention Center all weekend. Fall Rummage and Bake Sale at St. John's Lutheran Church. Those are always fun to go to. Another rummage sale in Troy at the St. John's United Church of Christ. And then, let's see, we have Cruising at the Rap House, Rip Rap, Star City Sparkle, downtown Miamisburg. You know what that is, if you know what that is. Murder Mystery Dinner, Till Death Do Us Part at the Mills Park Hotel in Yellow Springs. Blackjack for Breast Wishes at the Brightside Event and Music Venue. Stop it. I didn't say anything about
Braziers. Yeah, it's close enough.
Casino Night Fundraiser for Breast Wishes. Oh, it's the same one. Why is it on here twice?
It's two of them. Two boobs.
Goats and S'mores, the Grazing Ground of Vandalia. The Bourbon and Bubbles at Dayton Art Institute. Film, The Maltese Falcon at Troy Hainer Cultural Center. Owls and Howls, Night Hike at the Lost Creek Reserve.
They should have had that at Hooters.
Treasure Island, Rosewood Arts Center. Dracula, A Feminist Revenge at the Loft Theater. Aaron Weber at the Funny Bone. Noises Off at the Dayton Playhouse. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. Theater Lab, Dayton Studio. It's kind of funny. Trauma, Illinois, Heisey, Glasco, and Fun While It Lasted at the Yellow Cab Tavern. And did I do all the, yeah, I did all the music. I think I missed one. Carmen Klaus Acoustic at the Courtyard Lounge. I don't know if I said that one or not. And Candlelight Tribute to Coldplay and Imagine Dragons, all the Dayton Masonic Center. That's the one that has three. I missed a couple. The Joe Cowles Band at Good Time Charlie's. Yep, I think that's it. So, all right, moving on to Saturday. We have the Holiday Hometown in Troy still going on. Bluegrass Festival going on. Let's see, a lot of these are still going on. Still the same stuff. Here we go. Moving on down.
We're the same.
It really is.
Same again.
Lakota East High School Craft Show in Liberty Township. Abiding Christ Lutheran Church Fair Trade and Bazaar.
What do you trade?
I don't know. Bibles. Helping Hands Around the World Bazaar in Fairborn. Normandy Bazaar in Dayton. Then we get the Harvest 5K in New Knoxville. We got the Pie Gobbler 5K, 10K, and Half Marathon in E.J. Nutter Park. Looks like the Dayton Flyers versus the UMBC. All You Can Eat Pancake Breakfast, $6 to $10 at the A.B. Graham Memorial Center in Conover, Ohio.
$6 or $10.
$6 to $10. Whatever that means.
Probably how much you pay.
All right, here's a bunch of holiday things. Christmas Open House in Webster, Ohio. St. Peter's Christmas Bazaar in Huber Heights. Someone already mentioned Holiday Arts and Crafts Show at the Lathrop Center, Senior Center. Tip City Senior Center Arts and Crafts Bazaar. But I can't say it now. I can't say it. Art Antique and Crafts Sale at the Fairmont Presbyterian Church in Kettering. Covington Eagles Ladies Auxiliary Craft Bazaar in Covington. St. Teresa's Christmas Bazaar in Covington. Holiday Bazaar in Dayton. Oh, I already said that one. Holiday Market in Troy. Rummage Sale in Troy. It's a bag sale. $1 a bag. Fun Clay Shoot at the VFW.
That'd be fun.
Deaf Festival in Dayton.
What?
Stop. I set you up. Piqua Fish and Game Craft Fair. Winter Wreath Workshop in Moraine. Oregon District Barstool, which is something to do with golfing, I guess. Second Saturday Vendor Show and Harvest Pageant in Piqua. The U.S. Veterans Day Parade and Resource Fair on 3rd Street. Holiday Open House at the Birch Tree in Piqua. Reception Height, Width, Depth, Juried Sculpture Exhibition. Why is this on here? Get off here, buddy. Get off here. We got Fall Shig Fest.
I have no idea.
It's a 5K run walk, I guess. Or yeah. It's in Germantown. We got Dayton Ballet School Ensemble. Let's see. It's in Dayton. Look for it. Oh, Ross... The Ross Glass Center for the Arts. I was like, where's this at? Tim Sutton at the 21 Barrels. St. Martin's Day celebration at the Dayton Liederkranz Turner German Club. Owl Fest in Cedar Creek. Bridgerton Ball in Piqua. U.S. celebration in Piqua Center. U.S. veteran celebration. Scrooge the Musical still going on at La Comedia Dinner Theater. After Dark, Bombers and Brews, National Museum of the Air Force. Rick Sylvester at the Old Mason Winery. Dressember Painting Fundraiser in Troy. ABC Night at the Museum. $75. It's a lot of bourbons and drinks at the Boonshoff Museum of Discovery.
I think my wife was interested in one of them.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun. We got ABC live music by Bobby D at the Brunch Pub. Dayton Ballet School. Already said that one. Preacher Lawson Funny Bone. Scott Seiss at the Funny Bone. At the same time? Oh, earlier show. Okay. Carmen Klaus.
They're going to compete.
Tony's Bada Bing in Tip City. That's the place. Tony's Bada Bing.
Bada Bing, Bada Boom.
Pocket Rocks at Bach Family Brewing. Pocket Rock at the Bach. I like that. Trey Bryant, Dunaway's. Treasure Island going on to Rosewood Arts Center. Queens of Soul at the Schuster. Dracula still going on to the Loft.
Blah, blah, blah.
Dustin Barclay, Jane's on the Main. Lead Foot at the Barrel. Wild Frontiers at the Phone Booth. Noises Off, Dayton Playhouse. Public Skating in Troy still. I mentioned a lot of these already. I'm still saying it anyways. Yellow Cab has the K. Carter's Birthday Album Release Concert featuring Tino, Heather, Redman, and Reputation Night Beast. It's a long one. Cross River Junction at a Brick Tap and Tavern. Ladder at the Courtyard Lounge. The Terry Douglas Band, Good Time Charlie's. Karaoke Party at the Mortise. And Preacher Lawson, Late Show at the Funny Bone.
That's on Saturday.
That's all Saturday.
I have Music Bingo on Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took them all. I took all the bingos and stuff. I was like, whatever. I ain't worried about it.
Kind of cool. You ever done one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not. I'm okay. Not really.
You just got to guess who you're playing.
Guess who?
See who's on your board.
On Sunday, a lot of the same fairs and festivals and yada yadas. And
look it up. And moving on.
Pretty much. Oh, we got the Sin City Reptile Show.
Oh, boy.
In Westchester. That's pretty I've been there. We got the inaugural Four Winds Great Miami Indigenous Fashion Show.
We got
at the
Four Winds here in the garage.
I think we're up to four. Holiday Open House at the Rusted and Rooted. Noises Off matinee at the Dayton Playhouse.
Noises Public, on in the garage.
Guys skating. Oh, God. Skinner Pipe Organ Concert, Dayton Art. Sharp Family Singers at the Arbor Gas Performing Arts.
I got
the Sharp
gas.
Family Singers. As, can't make this up. Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel House. He's loading the barrel.
He's turning into fart jokes here.
He's loading the barrel. It's about to go. Outer Soul Sundays at the Spot. Owl Fest. Caesar Creek still going on. Dracula still going on. Not much else. Monday. Monday Night Laughs at Oregon. Tuesday, Dayton Flyers at Cincinnati.
Football's on TV.
It's also got the Veterans Day Parade in Greenville.
Yay.
The Wiz is kicking off its performances at the Schuster.
Live in my bathroom.
Progressive Euchre Tournament going on in Miamisburg. Wednesday, Scrooge Musical, Holiday Open House, Dying to Donate, Swing to Support, Long Shots.
Scrooge, the musical already?
Yeah, it's still going on. It's been going on for a while. Yeah. Live music from Danny Voris at the Whisperies and The Wiz, obviously. And then Thursday, Holiday Open House, Industrial Bluegrass Festival again. Is it multi?
I don't think bluegrass ever ends.
Scrooge Musical.
Until it snows.
Bluegrass again. It's on here twice.
Then it's white grass.
Man, I think someone just keeps adding it on here. I'm like,
it must like bluegrass.
You want to go to the bluegrass? DAR Traveling Education Panels.
Somebody's not getting the hint.
Book Swap and Craft Night in Piqua. This is on Thursday the 13th by everyone. Throwback Thursdays at the Yellow Cab, if you're interested. That's it. Okay, bye. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry about the background noises.
Yeah. It was, maybe it'll...
it was me!
Put a noise gate on you next time.
A little extra fiber today.
Fiber water.
It was the Raisin Bran. It gets me every time.
Got any plans for the weekend?
See, we got a birthday party on Saturday. Music bingo. Now we've got to go out and bring this Christmas stuff home so we can get things set up.
Yeah. Time to shift gears, huh? Yeah. I don't have much. I'm on call this week. I'm just going to stay home. Okay. I've been busy the past 4 months.
I'm still putting away Halloween. As you can see, some of it's still in the garage.
Yeah. Yeah, I see Chewbacca over there still staring at me.
You know,
he's in line with Darth Vader. He's taller than Darth Vader. Was he actually taller than Darth Vader?
Yeah, he's like 7'5", but I've lowered him 4 inches. So he's 7'1".
You just took out like a part of his backbone.
His metal frame is lowered.
So he hit lower.
He had surgery.
Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. You know, all our sights, sounds, and smells.
Yeah, those extra tunes you hear in the background.
We're a value for value podcast. If you get any knowledge, any laughs, you enjoy listening to us, give it back to us. Some time, talent, treasure. If you want to drop us a line, send us some feedback. You can email us at thegreaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com.
Podcast, not poopcast.
Not poopcast.
Got that going on.
All right, Jamie. I think that's good.
All righty. Enjoy your weekend.
Till next time.
Yep.